Hey, my friend, welcome back to the Mind Shift Podcast. I'm your host, Daryl Evans. I'm super excited to have you here today. I have an absolutely huge announcement. But before I get into that announcement, I just want to say thank you. I want to thank you for your continued support of this show. You know, 4.5 years ago when we started the show, I would have never imagined we would have listeners from all over the globe. I just am so grateful. I'm humbled. I've received messages on Instagram, on Facebook, a couple on YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. Some of you are seeing us on LinkedIn. And wherever you're listening, even if you're not communicating with us, thank you so much for listening. I can see the download numbers, and this show would be nothing without you. So I wanted to start today by saying thank you. This is the Mind Shift Podcast, where we share real stories, real strategies that will help you find real success. This is the place to hear from people just like you who have taken their ideas, goals, and dreams from a point of inspiration to realization, or when life knocked them down, from a point of breakdown to breakthrough. I'm your host, Daryl Evans. Let's get started with today's episode. So today's a big day, and I'm super excited to share with you an absolutely huge announcement for me. And if you'll allow me to indulge for just a little while, I want to spend just a few minutes in sharing with you the level of milestone that this is for me. I don't want to keep you hanging, but I have just started to embark on my journey to write my first book. And it's even interesting for me to say that because as I say it, I'm saying write my first book. It would indicate that I've got more books in my mind for which I want to write. And it's true. You know, many years ago, as I started my entrepreneurial journey, I've been a consumer of books since the early days in my 20s. Now into my 30s and 40s, it's now book after book. I've read hundreds and hundreds of books. I have a book library right behind me, and most of my books now have been transitioned over to Audible, but I still love the feel of a paper book. Books have governed and guided and developed some of my most important thought processes as I've grown as an entrepreneur, as a leader, as a communicator, as a father, as a man of faith, as a partner. And it has come about the time where I guess I've kicked it down the street long enough. I was first approached about writing a book maybe a decade ago. And of course, I did what a lot of people do, which is to sort of say, who, me? Now, I can read the books, but who, me, write a book, right? Have you ever had a project approach you and you wondered to yourself if you were good enough to do that thing? Have you ever thought to yourself, who would want to hear what I have to say, right? I'm raising my hand right now. But the real news here is that this has sort of been gnawing at me for a couple of years. And I kept making one reason or another about, let me do this first, then I'll write the book. Let me do this first. Let me clear out my schedule a little bit here and there. And I got a hat tip off to my man, Leroy Perkins. And he said, if you want to get anything done, give it to a busy person. I thought that was great because since I started making excuses years ago, nothing's changed in my schedule. I take on more and more projects. Business is good. Success is great. It's not going to clear up. It's a matter of me deciding to prioritize and put it in. So my friend, I'm excited to announce to you today that I'm embarking on this new journey of writing my first book, and I wanted to share it with you. I want to share more of the behind the scenes. I want to share your ideas and get your feedback as I'm going along the journey. I'm very curious. If you were to spend time with the author and be able to participate in the content early stage, would you? If you had an opportunity to kind of add some flavor to the ideas that were going in the book, would you be interested in doing that? And I pose that question now. I'll tell you more about what I mean in just a moment. But what we have an interesting idea to bring you, the listener, along on the journey, to bring you behind the scenes. Early in the stage, as I'm writing the first draft, I'm looking for feedback. I'm actually looking for those of you who will be interested perhaps in the topic who might want to contribute ideas on what you'd like to see in the book, presuming we've got it planned in our outline, and let this book be about you. Because in truth, this book isn't about me. This book is 100% about you, the entrepreneur, the leader, the person who is looking to grow. That leads me to, why am I writing this book? Well, this book is going to contain my signature framework for marketing and growth in a small to mid-sized business. I'm excited to share concepts that literally people have only been able to pay to get from me over the last 13 years. This framework, my framework, has literally been responsible, helpful, contributed, complementary to companies that have added hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, this isn't just my framework that just went to work. Obviously, we have a team. We've had teams over the years, ever since we started our agency. But I developed this framework a long time ago. And we're going to talk more about it. And you've heard little pieces of it if you paid attention on this podcast. But I really want to make sure you understand this book is going to be not just about digital marketing. It's not going to be just about the tactics and thinking of strategy. It's not going to be that kind of book related to what I do in digital marketing. It's going to be about personal growth. It's going to be about mindset. It's going to be about transformation. You know, my journey as an entrepreneur has been governed by my ability to adapt and change and thrive and become better. And what's really interesting that I find today in my conversations with some of you listening to this have already spoken to me. You've been to my seminars, you've been to my webinars, you've worked with our agency, you've been around us for a while. There's a sense of overwhelm. There's a sense of complexity. There's a sense of incompleteness with the methodologies and the strategies that you're learning and hearing. And today, let's be clear, you can hear them everywhere. I've taken a step back and I've looked at what's being said and what's not being said. I've looked at my own behavior, my own strategy, my own framework, my own process. And I started looking to see who is talking about this and who's not talking about this. How do I approach this differently? And so I'm really excited to challenge myself to find the gap and fill it for you. And so that's why I want you to be on the journey with us for this book. One of the things that I'm most excited about in writing this book is how I'm going to have to adjust my schedule, how I'm going to have to adjust my daily regimen. It's already started, by the way. At the time of recording this, I've actually started week one with my coach. I hired a coach because I didn't want to go at this on the DIY path. While I've been writing for a long period of time, I want someone to guide and push me. And I am committed to the process. One of the funniest things about the process thus far is getting some of my early writing graded or edited by her. And it has been a little bit uncomfortable because I'm like a kid going back to grade school and getting his papers graded in class. Instead of just turning the paper in and then getting the grade back with some comments, I'm getting it done live during some early editing sessions. And this is our process for collaborating closely together so we can move this project forward at a good pace. But the challenge of taking what I normally say and do and putting it into a format that you would appreciate in a book is a new project. It's a new endeavor. It's a new learning for me. And going back to having to become someone new in this process, meaning becoming a writer who is now becoming an author. And that's the distinction. You know, I've been running ads for years and I've been writing since, you know, who knows when, but this endeavor is going to be extremely interesting and challenging. I'm up for the challenge and I'm rearranging my schedule to do so. For those that don't know, interesting fun fact, I do not wake up with an alarm clock in the morning. On occasion, if I have to be at the airport extra early or I'm taking someone to the airport extra early, there will be an exception to the rule on that. But I've had a philosophy for about 6 or 7 years that I would wake up when I'm done sleeping. And I would invite you, if you are tired of an alarm clock and you're tired of hearing that buzz, that bell, that whatever that ringtone is in your ear, I'd invite you to consider that. I can maybe talk about that on an episode about the psychology of programming your subconscious mind to just wake up when you're done sleeping. And when I say wake up when you're done sleeping, I mean when your body tells you you've had enough rest. That might be 5 hours, that might be 7 hours, that might be six. Your body's going to tell you what that is. Anyway, that rearranging of my schedule has just rearranged what happens after I wake up when I'm done sleeping. And so I'll share more of that as we go. But it's super exciting time. I'm excited to have you along for the ride. I really want to hear from you. And of course, when you're done listening to this episode, feel free to reach out to me. Even if you just want to say, hey, congratulations. Hey, if you want to say, hey, you know, I'm rooting for you. Hey, Bob, I'm going to buy your first copy of the book. I've had a bunch of people say that because I've already posted this on social. DM anywhere you can find me, right? You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Instagram at Mr. Darrell Evans, pretty much everywhere. And just let me know your thoughts. So today's a big day. I'm super excited. I hope you are too. And I really do want to hear from you. If you're interested in sharing any insights about what you'd love to see in this book. Again, this book's going to be about marketing. This book's going to be about entrepreneurship. This book's going to be about personal growth, right? This is the Mind Shift Podcast. You know, we're going to bring the heat when it comes to shifting your mind so you can shift your results. You know that you're going to hear and get a flavor of a deep level of the journey from inspiration to realization. And when life knocks you down, from breakdown to breakthrough. I want to serve you with this book. I want to serve the world with this book. I realize this book isn't about me, it's about you. And one of the things that I'll close with is the realization that when it comes to time, when you commit to projects like this, it's very interesting. Time, we often say, you know, when am I going to find the time? Time is abundant. Time is about priorities. Time isn't the enemy, it's our choices, it's our prioritization. And so time allows for you to do anything you want. We all get the same amount. And so one of the things I thought about was, do I really want to put this piece of work out into the world and who will it serve? And I got to share this last item that my coach shared with me. And she said, you are somebody's answer. You are the solution that someone's looking for. And I remember she said that on the podcast episode, and I will introduce her here really soon. So you know exactly who it is. And it stuck with me. It stung in a way, because so often our ego is that we're doing something because we want to do it, because we get to call ourselves now an author or a speaker or a coach or an entrepreneur. But the reality is, in order for us to receive the accolade or the esteem of the title, we have to step into the problem that someone else needs solved. And then we need to show up with a solution. And when we do that, the world is a better place. My friend, thank you for spending time with us today on the Mind Shift Podcast. Please, if you're not subscribed, hit the follow, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this, because I'm going to be sharing more about this journey. I'm going to be holding private Q&A with the people that want to be deeper into this journey. Maybe you've decided to write a book. Maybe you have a book in the back of your mind that you're like, oh, maybe I could do that. Maybe you just want to know what that process looks like. And I'm willing to be as transparent as time will allow for us with all of the work that we have to do on this. We are self-publishing. I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about learning. I'm excited about the journey. I'm excited about the challenge. And I'm most excited to deliver this to you. I'm your host, Darrell Evans, and I'll see you again on another episode of the Mind Shift Podcast. Take care. Hey, my friend, thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Mind Shift Podcast. Listen, let's not have the conversation end here. Connect with me on social at Mr. Darrell Evans on almost all the platforms, with the exception of Facebook. My Facebook fan page is at Darrell Evans Fan. Until next week, remember, you're just one shift away from the breakthrough you're looking for.